Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Pete Rose. Batting second. The right fielder, Marty Keogh. Batting third. The center fielder, Vada Pinson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Darren Johnson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Johnny Edwards. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Leo Cardenas. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Steve Boros. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Purkey. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Bob Purkey. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Larry Elliott. Batting second. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Altman. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Joe Christopher. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jesse Gonder. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Charlie Smith. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Lowry. Pitching for the New York Mets, Frank Lowry. And now, play ball. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose strikes out. One out. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh strikes out. Gonder drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Keogh out. Two outs. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson hits a fly ball into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott strikes out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Mets. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman bunts towards the mound. Purkey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Robinson. The throw from Gonder and he is out, Hunt applying the tag. One out. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Reds nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Christopher moves to second. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a pop-up towards first. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is hit by the pitch. Christopher moves to third. Gonder moves to second. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry strikes out. Two outs. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 1 in the game. Elliott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Christopher scores. Gonder scores. McMillan moves to second. It's 3-0, Mets. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas hits a line drive towards short. McMillan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Purkey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Purkey is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Reds nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. Altman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rose fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 0 for 1 in the game. Rose hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0 for 1 in the game. Keogh hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rose moves to third. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Pinson strikes out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a line drive towards short. McMillan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Reds nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gonder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gonder for the out. One out. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. McMillan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smith moves to second. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 1 in the game. Larry bunts towards the mound. Purkey fields it and throws to first for the out. Smith moves to third. McMillan moves to second. Two outs. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Elliott is walked intentionally. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hunt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Smith scores. McMillan scores. There goes Elliott trying to get to third. Pinson throws the ball into Burrows, who tags Elliott for the out. It's 5-0, Mets. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. Edwards hits a fly ball into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardenas hits a fly ball into center field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 0-for-1 in the game. Burrows hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Reds nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rose settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a pop-up towards short. Cardenas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Mel Queen pinch hits for Bob Purkey. Mel Queen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Queen hits a line drive into center field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rose hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Keogh hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Pinson hits a fly ball into center field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Reds nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ryan Duran now pitching. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gonder hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pinson. Gonder reaches second base with a double. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gonder moves to third. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Burrows fields it and throws to first for the out. Smith moves to second. One out. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 1 in the game. Larry strikes out. 2 outs. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Elliott hits a line drive into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Mets. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 2 in the game. Edwards hits a pop-up beyond short. McMillan can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0 for 2 in the game. Cardenas hits a fly ball into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 0 for 2 in the game. Boros bunts towards the mound. Larry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Reds 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hunt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 3 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rose fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Christopher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Gordy Coleman pinch hits for Ryan Duren. Gordy Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is called out on strikes. 1 out. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rose hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Keogh hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Pinson hits a line drive into center field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Reds 1. The Mets will come to bat. Bill Henry now pitching. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Gonder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rod Cannell pinch runs for Jesse Gonder. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cannell moves to second. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boros fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. Smith moves to second. Two outs. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-2 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boros fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Chris Canizaro now catching. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a line drive into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 5, and Cincinnati Reds, 1. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.